I would have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
I feel good. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Happy New Year. Celebrating a new affiliate, WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. We are well on our way to purchasing those radio stations from Good Karma Brands. We're operating under what's called a lease marketing agreement, which is a fancy way of saying a land contract until the FCC approves the purchase thereof. That's coming later this spring. We'll have new studios, 217 Wisconsin Avenue in Waukesha. And we're going to take your phone calls. I think what we're trying to accomplish, I hope you think it's important. I got to tell you, I'm still a little nervous. This, you know, if at first you don't succeed, go and get your teeth kicked in again. So we'll see how it goes. Once bitten, twice shy. And most importantly, if you'd like to stream this new fine radio station, we don't have it on all the sites, but you can go to our landing page, waukradio.com, and you can listen to us live. You can stream it live. And more conveniently, if you just pick up the Devil Radio app, wherever you get your fine streaming services, you can hear it there as well. My understanding, we'll have a two-channel app to offer. We'll have a Madison channel and we'll have a Waukesha channel. So those asking, those inquiring, and I'm talking to you, LA Tom, thank you for listening. Yes, you can still stream this fine product, WAUK Radio, and of course the Devil's Devil Radio app. 844-967-2789. Feel so good to be back in the Milwaukee marketplace, specifically Waukesha. Catherine from Madison. Welcome back, Catherine. How you been? Happy New Year.
Yeah, I'm good. And a good New Year to you too, Michael. And thank you so much for all this work putting these stations together. I'm hoping I've got the best possible wishes for this turning up fantastic. And it's not just for you, it's for us too. I think you're really doing a great and important job, and just want to call and tell you thanks.
Well, thank you, Catherine. Kind words, and certainly it cannot just be for me. There is no power in me. There is only power in audience. There's only power in community, and obviously there's power in going out there and voting and being civically engaged, and that's what I hope to inspire all you fine people to do and be. But Catherine, kind words. I appreciate them.
Well, hey, Mike, before you get off, get off the radio, I want to thank you, too, for going on Fox News. I think we just are not getting our sound, our voice out into a whole part of the country and a whole bunch of people, and I just am really glad you're doing this. So, well, have a good New Year.
Well, Catherine, I'll keep going back as often as they invite me, but next time only if they send a car. Because, you know, I'm a big shot like that. 844-967-2789. Here's a big shot. Our pal Mark from the SAC. Welcome back, Mark. What do you got for us?
Hey, congratulations on the
thank you, sir.
Best wishes on the new year and the new radio stations. And for CJ, it gets a little frustrating, you know, that the only people that say the borders are open are the Republicans and guys like CJ that say the borders are open, the borders are open. And the signs that the businesses post down in Point South, you know, come here, we have work for you. And you said it right. I mean, we have to make it more available to get more legal workers across the border. If we do need these workers to get them across the border legally and safely. If these people wouldn't be crossing illegally if they could cross the border legally.
Well, they just want...
It's as simple as that.
Mark, you and I both know they're just coming for jobs. And, of course, a number of employers do not do a proper job of researching the Social Security numbers. Employers could stop the rampant alien labor force, but, of course, they don't want to. They exploit that labor force, Mark.
If we started arresting those people that are exploiting this labor force, because they're hired, they know darn well that they're hiring these people illegally, and that we started arresting them, and that would solve a lot of that problem there. But like you said, I mean, that, and for, you know, like you said, the stock market is way up. I mean, that is a sign of the true economy, which should be the labor market and the workers. But I mean, but you see help wanted signs all over the place. Unemployment is down phenomenally low at this point in time. But it is just as the meme that is out there for guy, you know, and CJ just parrots what he hears, and then he goes back to the calm, welcoming arms of right-wing talk radio and reports back to them is that, oh, see, I got them again on liberal radio.
Troll those libs.
You know, pointed out how wrong they are, and the fact of the matter is, and that for the people that are not, and switching gears, you know, the fact that these people cannot admit that Donald Trump and his crew committed terrorism, sedition, and treason on January 6th last year is just something that they just cannot accept, but they... You know, they're supporting a guy that betrayed his oath to the country. He took an oath to uphold the Constitution. The Constitution provides for a peaceful transition of power, and he did not want to do that and did everything in his power to overturn the election. And that, and we have to keep pointing that out. I mean, that it was criminal. I mean, and every single one of those people that broke into the Capitol should have some kind of charges against him.
Mark, you make excellent points. And on January 6th, and that's coming up in just 3 short days, we're going to quote-unquote celebrate the one-year anniversary of the domestic insurrection, the terrorism at the U.S. Capitol. And I'm going to have some fine guests on that particular day, including former U.S. Attorney James Santel is going to join me in the first hour. And above and beyond that, I'm going to have U.S. senatorial candidate. Earlier in the show, we talked about Rojo. Run, Rojo, run. Well, Sarah Godlewski, who is quite a talented candidate for the U.S. Senate, she's going to talk a little Rojo, supporting the insurrection, I suspect. She is joining me in the 420 segment, the second hour of Thursday's big, you know, January 6th episode. And then a Wisconsin elections commissioner, Mark Thompson. Mark has been, what, threatened with being in jailed, put in jail, I guess. I don't know what the proper term. Thrown
in prison.
In jail.
Yes, yes.
In prison. Well, not quite prison, but jail. Been threatened with felonies for giving election advice. And Mark's a pretty sharp guy. He's an attorney. He's going to join me Thursday, January 6th. And then Mark is going to be doing a new radio show Monday nights right here on Devil Radio and WAUK 540 AM, the Shaw 101 FM. Monday nights at 7 p.m., the Paul Revere Show with host Mark Thompson. He's a fine attorney in his own right. Come back. We'll tell you all about it. More Devil's Advocates.